Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. Welcome to Bob Inyart Live. I am Bob Inyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. There's a remake of the Cosmos TV series. Remember Carl Sagan did that back in 1980, caused quite a stir. And he, from the very opening lines, indicated that there is no God. The only thing that ever exists is that which you can see, that which is in this universe. And I recall when he passed away, he died in the mid-90s, on KOA Radio, listening to KOA Radio in their newscast. And the report came on that Carl Sagan had died. And it was the way it was stated. The woman newscaster, she said that the infamous Carl Sagan has passed away. And I really appreciated that. The infamous, and that was so appropriate. And I remember that KOA took some flack for their newscaster calling him the infamous Carl Sagan. And so looking back at my notes from back then, that was Jackie Brown. Jackie Brown used to be a Fox TV news host. And then she went to KOA Radio. Today, she is a homeschool mom. Stay-at-home homeschool mom with a really neat husband who was an atheist, came to the Lord because of the scientific evidence for the existence of God. And at any rate, in her defense, she said, I'm not backing down. Carl Sagan says there's no God, and he's famous. And he's famous for saying there's no God. That means he's infamous. So great job, Jackie, if you're still listening after all these years, good job. Cheryl and I enjoyed seeing you again at last year's homeschool convention. The Czech convention coming up later this year, Real Science Radio, the program we do every Friday, Fred Williams and I, Real Science Radio will have its own booth at the Czech conference. So if you're a homeschooler or trying to get involved or hoping your kids or grandkids we'll start homeschooling, then come on out. It'll be a lot of fun. Okay, so in the current remake of the Cosmos series, the host is astrophysicist Neil deGrasse Tyson. And there is an article about him in The Blaze today. And it quotes him saying something, is it defensible what he said? We did a show, Real Science Radio's list of creation science predictions. What, 2 weeks ago? 2 weeks ago, we did a half-hour show listing so many predictions that we've made on the air and the predictions that have come to pass based on our biblical worldview. And so that show alone, aside from all the other predictions, successful predictions by all the major creation science groups, that show alone proved that this astrophysicist is wrong in something he said. Let me read this to you. Okay. Neil deGrasse Tyson, if you start using your Bible, okay, that's what we do, right? We start using our Bible. He said scripture. If you start using your scripture, your religious text, as a source of your science, we do. So did Isaac Newton. So did so many of the fathers of the physical sciences. If you start using your scripture, your religious text, as a source of your science, that's where you run into problems. And there is no example. Now, check this out. No example. Now, I'm going to give you examples. But he said there's no example. He'd have to be omniscient to know if he was right. Right? But see, that's the thing. When people deny God, they pretend that they're God. So God could know everything, right? Everything, if he wants. If there are things he doesn't want to know, who's going to force him to know the things he doesn't want to know? But God can know everything. And so if God could know whether or not no one has figured out a certain particular thing. But Neil deGrasse Tyson says, if you start using your Bible, that's where you run into problems. And there is no example of someone reading their scripture and saying, I have a prediction about the world that no one knows yet because this Bible gave me insight. Let's go test this prediction and have that theory turn out to be correct. Okay, so he sort of mixed his terms. He's mixing prediction with theory, but let's take this piece by piece. So here on Bob and Yurt Live, we've been on the air since 1991, April. Beginning of April 1991. That's a long time. We've made many predictions. If you go to our website, kgov.com/predictions, I mean, how easy could we make it, right? /predictions. You'll see our list of predictions that we went through just a couple weeks ago on a Friday. It was February 21st, a few weeks ago. And the last group of predictions we mentioned were ones that we've made on the air that have already been confirmed. And I'll give you one of those, okay? There's a number. I'll give you one for now. The Hubble Deep Field images. If you recall, back in 1995, now a lot of our listeners are too young to remember, but many of us are not. Back in 1995, NASA had put out a press release. It was in all the newspapers. We reported it on Bob and Yurt Live in 80 cities. We were on from Honolulu to Orlando, Florida, every night for an hour, taking calls from all over the country. And NASA said that their Hubble telescope, which back then was newer, had been focusing on one little dark speck in the sky, little speck. And they have to keep it focused for many hours, for days even, on that little speck for enough photons to hit the lens of the telescope to see what's way, 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 way out there, way out there. They said that what we're going to see when they develop that image, when they get the data, then they're going to publicize it to let the whole world see that these are the farthest galaxies, the ones that formed just when the Big Bang, shortly after the Big Bang had happened, and therefore we will see them in their infancy. We're going to see all baby galaxies. That was their prediction. So here comes this fundamentalist Bible thumper on a talk show. What does he know? Not an astrophysicist. And on Bob and Yurt Live, we said, no, they won't. They're not going to find that this is going to reveal all these galaxies forming in their infancy. It's going to look like galaxies pretty much anywhere else you look in the universe. It's even going to look like galaxies that are right next door to us. Probably even some look just like the Milky Way. Lo and behold, what happened? Within a week or so, that prediction was confirmed, because God made the universe just less than 10,000 years ago. And so all the galaxies were made on day four. And so you're not going to find a region of the universe where the galaxies are effectively younger or billions of years younger than any other galaxies. So that was the prediction. And I think it was Science Magazine. You could look this up at Theology Online. In fact, you know what? I'll try to look it up right now. Is it possible to look up something on the internet while you're talking on the radio? Is that possible? Yes? All right. My producer has faith in me. So I think it was Old Men were shown on the cover of Science Magazine. They were showing, yeah, this is what it was. The cover of Science News had a cartoon on it. And the cartoon was explained by an article inside by science journalist Ron Cohen. And this is what he wrote. The cartoon was weird. You're looking into a nursery, like a nursery with little toys and cribs, right, for kids. And there are all these old men in diapers and all. And so it's like, why are there old men in diapers in the nursery? In the nursery, you're not supposed to see old men. You're supposed to see babies. And that's what NASA said. The Hubble telescope, the deep field image, would show us all the galaxies in their infancy. So the cover of Science News shows this strange cartoon explained by Ron Cohen. And this is what he wrote. Imagine peering into a nursery and seeing among the cooing babies a few that look like grown men. That's the startling situation that astronomers have stumbled upon, as they've looked deep into space and thus back to a time when newborn galaxies filled the cosmos. Some of these babies have turned out to be nearly as massive as the Milky Way and other galactic geezers, that is, old geezers, right? That have taken billions of years to form. Despite being only about 800 million years old, some of the infants are chock full of old stars. So not only do they look like old galaxies in the sheer size of them, but the kinds of stars that are in them, they look like stars where the astrophysicists look at stars in the Milky Way and they say, well, that star's new. It's only, you know, like 300 million years old. But that star over there, like our star, they say, is 4.5 billion years old. So there's a prediction, right? Isn't that a prediction? And here is a Bible, a fundamentalist Christian talk show host making a prediction that contradicts the prediction of every atheist Big Bang advocate in the world. Everyone in the world would agree with NASA that when you peer to the furthest galaxies, you are looking at galaxies shortly after the Big Bang, so you're going to find galaxies in their infancy. How many famous scientists disputed NASA's prediction back then? Atheist scientists. Zero. They wouldn't dispute that. And they are true believers. They really believe this stuff. And when you really believe something, you make a prediction because you feel confident. If you don't really believe it, you equivocate. That's why a lot of my friends who say we're in the end times, they equivocate, you know. If they really believed it, they'd sell me their house for $1,000. And I won't take it for 10 years. I'm generous, crazy generous. But so they really believe that the universe is 13 point whatever billion years old and that they're looking back in the first billion years. And so they should only find smaller and less evolved galaxies. And so there was a prediction. Now let's go back to not a prediction, but a claim by the host of The Current Cosmos, Neil deGrasse Tyson, astrophysicist. And I'll read it to you again. And so think about NASA's prediction of their Hubble Deep Field image, the first one ever published. There's been more since. Oh, yeah. And they confirm Real Science Radio, too. So here's his statement. If you start using your Bible as your source of science, that's where you run into problems. And there is no example of someone reading their scripture and saying, I have a prediction about the world that no one knows yet because this gave me insight. And then he says, let's go test this prediction. So what did I say? On TV in 80 cities, back when we had, you know, 80 to 100,000 people minimum in the audience and hundreds of thousands on a normal night. So I said, NASA's wrong. We're going to find galaxies that look like they're mature, like you're looking at galaxies next door. And what did you find? What did they find? They found a nursery with old men in diapers and in the cribs. A nursery. Imagine you go to your nursery at church Sunday morning and you go in and you find old men sitting in the cribs and in the little tiny rocking chairs. And you think, well, that's freaky. What are they doing there? They're not supposed to be there. That doesn't fit our prediction of what you should see in a nursery. All right. Oh, and by the way, we have so many other predictions. Fred Williams and I went through the list. And for example, 1998, I predicted to one of the world's leading anti-creationists, Eugenie Scott, physical anthropologist. I asked her for an hour to give me three pieces of evidence that higher functions have evolved, like eyesight or mobility or flight or whatever. And so finally, she said junk DNA, that the vast majority of our DNA is junk, has no function. And so I said, and I'm the fundamentalist Christian talk show host, she has a PhD in physical anthropology, world-renowned atheist, leading the fight against creationists because of the overwhelming evidence for evolution, right? That's her deal. So I said, Eugenie, give me three pieces of evidence. She mocked me for asking for evidence. She did. You could hear it. So she finally said, I don't know if she was embarrassed to offer something or what, she said junk DNA. That most of our DNA, our genome, is junk. And if there was a creator, he wouldn't make mostly junk. I do agree, God doesn't make junk. So there's something accurate about the form of her argument, but it was the application that was wrong, because I said to her, being a fundamentalist Bible thumper, that Eugenie, don't you think we're only beginning to understand genetics? We're at the beginning of the learning curve, and we're going to learn so much more, and we'll find out there's all kinds of function we don't know about yet. It's premature for you to say that 90% of our DNA has no function. It's even intuitively stupid to say, but still. So she disagreed. In fact, she indicated that we affirmatively know. We know everything we need to know that this DNA has no function. Fast forward to 2013. And the journal Nature, the world's leading journal, published a paper. 400 researchers around the world in dozens of universities worked together to publish scores of papers and one lead paper evaluating. They said, we've now determined 90% of our DNA has function, 90%, not 10%, and we think it's going up toward 100%. So there's another prediction from 1998. That turned out to be right, and that's based on our starting from God's word and saying God doesn't make junk. So you'll find out that the fundamental biochemistry of not only human beings, but plants and animals, that it's not filled with junk, that it's purposeful. It has a purpose. 2004, I debated a geophysicist, in fact, the former president of the Environmental and Engineering Geophysical Society. I said to him that he asked me, he said, do you think government should increase the warnings about earthquake possible risk? If what you're saying is true, Bob, that the earth is young, then we geophysicists, we should give warnings of greater risk about earthquake possible, damage to governments. And I said, John, absolutely we should do that. John Nickel, of course we should do that. That was on February 28, 2004. Since then, we have had, I'm looking at a list of earthquakes and all the people who have been killed since that prediction. It's just devastating. On 9/11, we had 3,000 murdered, which was so devastating. That was 9/11, 2001. Since this debate in 2004, there have been 637,000 people killed by earthquakes since our debate in 2004, 10 years ago, and 9/11 was 13 years ago. And here in America, we lost 3,000 tragically. And how many has Al-Qaeda killed since then? 637,000? No. So that was another prediction, that basing our understanding of the world on the scriptures, earthquake damage, we should realize that earthquake risk is much greater than the geological industry assumes. We predicted in 2007 that evolutionists would ignore the greatest paleontological discovery ever made, and that is dinosaur soft tissue, and they still do. And they try to downplay it, and even there's soft tissue deniers. We call them STDs, soft tissue deniers. Just go to kgov.com/STDs. I was sent a textbook on how eyes evolved from a professor of ophthalmology at UC Irvine. And I debated one of his associates, who's a clinical professor of ophthalmology in the University of California, and a surgeon. And we debated Did Eyes Evolve? And I made a prediction that this thick textbook, hundreds of pages, virtually none of it will have anything to do with how eyes evolved. And that's the title of the textbook. It will be about anatomy. It will not be about how this stuff may have evolved. And that prediction was confirmed. Fred Williams and I, in 2012, we made a prediction when the Russians were in Antarctica and they were drilling down to a 2-mile deep Lake Vostok, 2 miles deep below the ice in Antarctica. And the evolutionist, and I'm not talking about three evolutionists, I mean the evolutionist of the world, the atheist and evolutionist, believe that that lake had been covered over by ice and so isolated from the rest of the world, the rest of the ecosystem of the world, for 15 million years. 15 million. And so they believe that, well, in just 5 million years, you went from chimps like Lucy, Australopithecus, to human beings. That's a lot of evolution, right? From a chimp-like creature to a Homo sapien to a human being. We have 15 million years, three times as long, and we're dealing with microorganisms like bacteria and other microorganisms, which they believe evolve even much faster than mammals or fish and all. And so Fred and I predicted, we made a prediction. You could listen to the show in 2012. Just go to kgov.com/predictions. If this program was a, if this was a real science radio show, I would have said, go to realscienceradio.com/predictions. Just go there and click on 2012 prediction that's been confirmed, and you'll hear Fred and I saying, when they break through to that lake, they're not going to find evidence that anything has been evolving for millions of years. What they'll find is just what you'd find anywhere else. And that's exactly what they found. In fact, the lead researcher said that of the thousands of species that they have identified from Lake Vostok, they found modern species that usually live in the ocean or lake sediments. That's what they found, according to Bowling Green State University biology professor Scott Rogers. That's exactly what Fred and I predicted. All right, so I think that's enough to discredit the entire Cosmos series. Not that some of what they say, not that it'll all be wrong. Even a broken clock is right twice a day. I mean, there's some things that Neil deGrasse Tyson will say that's right, but this claim he made, this absolutist claim, is false in the most grand ways. And I only gave you our predictions. Then you look at Isaac Newton and all the fathers of the physical sciences. You want to know who they are? Go to kgov.com/fathers. It'll blow your mind how many of the world's greatest scientists were unashamed young earth creationists. Well, let's go to Houston real quick. Joel Osteen is megachurch. The police were called in. Somebody stole $600,000 from the church. One of the elders of Denver Bible Church made a prediction. He said this, I will predict that no one will steal $600,000 from Denver Bible Church. That's quite a prediction, Daryl. I think you're probably right. But, hey, you know what? Don't judge, right? That should be don't judge. Why call the police? That's like saying somebody did something wrong. You can't judge. I mean, they won't judge sodomites. They won't judge homosexuals. They won't judge child killers, abortionists. Why tattle on somebody who just took some money? What is that compared to ripping a baby's arms and legs off? So well, these churches that teach don't judge, they're telling people to be nicer than God. And if you Google that, nicer than God, we should have the number one ranked article. And should Christians judge? We rank very highly, first page with Google, on should Christians judge. And you'll find out we are supposed to judge. But you take Joel Osteen, they pass the plate. That's how they get hundreds of thousands of dollars in cash sitting around the church. I'm sure it was locked up. But if people, if one section of the church starts taking money out of the collection basket instead of putting it in, I have a feeling some judging is going to be going on real quick. And so the question here is, was this an inside job? And, you know, if everybody goes to heaven, or if Jesus is not the only way, or if we've forgotten about hell, then every job is an inside job. Every job. There's a lot more in the news. In China and South Korea, health workers they're confused about why so many of the elderly are killing themselves. Their suicide rates have skyrocketed. They don't know why. And, you know, when you have cultures that are based in atheism and paganism, well, then there's a lot of despair. And when people are told they're animals, they evolve from animals. And when the family unit is broken down, so when you get old, the government is going to take care of you in an institution and not your children and grandchildren. There's a lot of despair, and people don't like to be rejected by their own kids. So they say, oh, I don't mind going to a nursing home, or I'd rather kill myself. Hey, yeah, killing yourself doesn't seem as painful as having your children say, Mom, we can't take care of you. You took care of me for 18 years, but we're just too busy. We can't take care of you. So, and people are living, 25 active years longer than they did a century ago because of modern agriculture and medicine. So people are living longer, and they're figuring out with their atheistic and pagan worldview, there's no sense in living. So they're killing themselves out of the despair that is humanism and atheism and paganism. We're out of time. Hey, our newest Bible study available as a download, the Epistle to the Hebrews, the whole thing you can get as a download. Go to kgov.com, look at our Bible studies. We'll ship you DVDs or CDs or download it. God bless you.